Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities by offering digital equity initiatives and providing financial donations to help families and seniors get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
From KQED.
Queer youth are 5 times more likely to die by suicide. Those were the first words I read when I flipped to a random page in a book I'd pulled off the bookstore shelf, only because it had the word queer on the back. I was 13 and crouching in the corner, trying to learn more about the community I was a part of without leaving traces in my search history or parents' credit card. Just reading the title, I thought the poem would repeat messages I kept hearing, predicting a future of loss for myself and my community, a future I desperately wanted to fight. But as I read through it, I realized, yes, it's about loss, but it's also about peace and acknowledging both. The author, Andrea Gibson, described the effects of internalized depression in the poem, a topic I wish I didn't know, but did. Rather than reminding me of it, the poem gave me space. Space to just be here, alive, and queer. It felt like it took my burdens and turned them into something special. Since reading that poem the first time, and the other 30 times after that, I began to see myself more like the way it portrayed me, as valid. In a world trying to bring down queer kids, being acknowledged made me feel like my experience was art. Now, when I come across queer art, however scarce it is, it reminds me of how I felt that day in the bookstore and how grateful I am that other kids have access to art that values their identities. Mainstream conversations around queer people tend to leave out the hopeful or only show the positive and minimize the pain. They reduce us to debate topics. Queer art and media completely changes the discussion, allowing us to express our identities through our creativity. It creates hope for young people that we have the power to control our narrative and be heard. The poem ends with, "Queer youth are 5 times more likely to see you how you see yourself, 5 times more likely to need us to do the same." Representation isn't about stealing the spotlight, it's about opening up the conversation, creating space for more empathy and love. Give queer youth hope by respecting our experiences and consuming queer media. With The Perspective, I'm Simone Green.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities by offering digital equity initiatives and providing financial donations to help families and seniors get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.